Brooklyn's Radio.
Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix.
Here we have Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix film review. Now, if like me, seeing a bird of prey in flight makes your heart soar and lifts your spirits, then you will love the Lionsgate Film 4 film H is for Hawk, now out in the cinemas in the UK. Now, it's executively produced by Brad Pitt. Maybe he's a great fan of Birds of Prey, and also like the sound of the script, I should imagine, and also produced by Claire Foy. Now, it also stars in the lead role the always magnificent and authentic Claire Foy. We all know her and love her from Wolf Hall, The Crown, and so much more. Now, she's playing the daughter of press photographer Alistair MacDonald, a.k.a. Ali Mac, who photographed everything iconic from royal weddings to movie stars to up-close wildlife photographs. Now, I did like how, as the film unfolds and we get into the narrative, his almost hawk-like eye, able to know just how to get the shots many other photographers would fail to capture, is sort of brought in, not unlike the hawk itself in the film. It's a lovely simile, metaphor, what have you. Now, overcome with the grief at the sudden passing of her father, played by the lovably charming and brilliant Brendan Gleeson, Claire Foy's character Helen revisits old photo albums and memories and remembers all those wonderful time she's been out with her father in nature, handling birds of prey of the smaller variety. But now she keeps dreaming about owning one of the mightiest, the goshawk, spiralling into a new kind of frenzied speed, as can often happen after a grief post-traumatic stress disorder. She starts to become, she sort of almost, that her chaotic energy seems to mirror the goshawk, who also seems feisty, independent and wild. Now, Helen tells her friend, to paraphrase, hawks move about 10 times faster than humans. But when wearing their hoods, their leather helmets, if you like, birds of prey, they don't see things. It's like they never happened. There is a sense of Helen trying to block out her father's death and trying to cope with all this. Now, such an interesting film with so many metaphors and similes, as I say. And indeed, as her mother says, played beautifully by Lindsay Duncan, I'm worried you're identifying too much with Mabel. Of course, Mabel is the name that Helen gives to the goshawk. Now, as someone who researched a lot about raptors for my own book, Ferret to Fame, I found the training, and particularly the training and the flying sequences, very interesting. And Claire Foy did a great job of being like a sort of falconer, if you like. And the cinematography was superb. The great shots of this low-flying aerial hunter going through the trees, all the wildlife looking a bit disturbed. I mean, it's a mighty bird, it really is. Now, you get the sense of trying to keep something wild, adventurous and spirited from flying away from her. And the moving on has overtones referring to her father's recent passing. And the concept of how can you stop nature from doing what nature does, and how one has to learn to let go. It also acknowledges one's own nature and how for some people like Helen, it seems hard to settle in one place, i.e. her teaching in Cambridge versus her time out in nature. And also how grief affects the human spirit. We see the hopelessness, the not wanting to engage, the depression. But now having the focus on what you could call her spirit animal sees her through. I love how Mabel has to go away for 6 months and molt, a very good symbolic moment for Helen. Now, it's adapted from Helen MacDonald's book, and I don't know if the film doesn't try too hard to put all the messages across in the script, but it is certainly a thought-provoking film and well-directed. So there we have it, Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix for the film H is for Hawks in cinemas in the UK currently.
Brooklyn's Radio.
Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix.